Welcome to Radio Oak Park. America under attack. Wanted dead or alive, wanted dead or alive. When the right bodies bleed red, it's red alert on brown skin. Funny headdresses and last names. Let's grieve for the America we used to know, even though some of us have been used for target practice since we came. And the woman at the store in the shopping mall, mauled by racks of discount boutique fashion laced with traces of an immigrant's blood, said, let's grieve for the America we used to know, all dreams and dollars and safety and peace, pieces of apple pie that never got divvied up to aunties and sisters getting paid by the piece. When their veins popped and backs cracked like World Trade Tower, it never made no primetime TV hour. When bombs were going off and heads of brown-skinned people told to explode language and custom and nip because it was dirty and backward and might get you deported, no one said Americans under attack. They said you can't stand the heat in a slave-wage kitchen, get your gun-smuggling terrorist ass back where you came from, to whatever country you're from that don't respect human rights, although I see more lefts than rights. Leftover jobs you say we're stealing, leftover health care that leave our people bleeding, leftover stereotype from Hollywood blockbuster hit where a man in a turban threatens what's left of Harrison Ford's machismo. Whoops, there goes the last of it. Now that the cameo's over, he's hung out to dry, because you know there ain't gonna be no brown folks on TV unless there's a bomb or a yoga studio nearby. And the television, radio, news print of nondescript illegal packy immigrant to make white America feel enraged and appeased all seem to agree that this is a sign that it's time to sweep the streets of those that can't seem to understand that America was built on creeds and mottos and master race plans. That we should all observe 5 minutes of silence at major retail chains where brown bodies have laid down their lives so white backs can get clothed for cheap, blisters on fingers and extra mild curry so white tummies can always eat. Men in turbans, women in hijab, beaten down, detained, asked to spell out holy names. They say murder is an import, so like food that's too spicy, you can send it back from where it came. Well, I have a news flash for you. We can't grieve for America as it used to be, as it once was, safe from murder and mayhem before ill shit was imported. The illest murders are the ones celebrated in turkey dinners, now replaced by Chinese food orders. America was built on lots of genocide for which it never apologized, eloquent speeches about the value of lives, but when it comes to freezing starving poor, when it came to Rwanda, then we weren't so sure. So don't give me this land of peace and hope tarnished by Asian invasion bullshit, when America is a nation of minefields and graves of fires just waiting to be lit. No one counts casualties of everyday war. That doesn't make your globe or your star. No tribute CD for the casualties of Caucasian normalcy. Where's the headline saying America attacks? Attacks decency and dignity with every back cracked, blood packed, welfare check held back, sacred forest hacked. It's not that I don't feel for people who died. It's not that I don't feel for people's fears. But I just want y'all to remember that while some bombs can detonate quickly, the Lady Liberty I know has been burning crosses for years.